This is Morning Edition on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Rick Canley. Throughout the 2016 presidential season, NHPR will bring you profiles of the people and places behind the scenes of the New Hampshire primary. And we start today with Gino's Chowder Shop. It's an iconic campaign stop in Portsmouth for candidates looking to meet voters and maybe sample a lobster roll. NHPR's Emily Corwin tells us this local institution got underway when a lobsterman married a woman with an appetite for politics.
You're not going to just stumble upon Gino's Chowder Shop. It's a solid half mile from downtown near a fishing dock at the end of a tiny street lined with tiny cottages. You have to know how to get there.
Can I have a blue cheese right there?
Inside, the place is the size of a double-wide trailer. Campaign buttons from Ronald Reagan to Gerald Ford and Ross Perot are framed on the wall. Emily Fernald is part of the owner's family. She's bussing plates of chowder to a deck overlooking the river. She's only been old enough to vote for 2 years, she says. But
I have probably met more people running for president than I can remember.
Emily's mom, Francesca Fernald, is making her 34th lobster roll of the day. You were just 3 years old, she tells her daughter.
You sat on Barbara Bush's lap at that table and had fish chowder with her and Governor Judd Gregg's wife.
So you, are you like your daughter? You've spent your entire life here?
Yes, since Barry Goldwater in 1964.
When Francesca's parents bought this place in the 1960s, it was just a barn. 50 years later, Gino's Chowder Shop is one of the state's landmark presidential campaign stops.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
When candidates are in town, they defer to the proprietor.
Where should we? Let's check with our owner here.
This is Republican candidate Carly Fiorina. She's the only candidate to book an event here so far this season. Still, Francesca expects a busy year. The list of candidates from recent elections is long. There's John McCain, Ron Paul, Rudy Giuliani, and Mitt Romney.
It's fun to be part of a presidential campaign, isn't it? This is really something. And
even the regulars here have a political bent. Eating his usual chicken salad sandwich, John Hill says there aren't too many other places in this Democratic-leaning town that feel like home to a Republican. There's Gino's and...
my barber, who, if he were a Democrat, I wouldn't let touch my head.
So how does a sandwich shop become a political stomping ground? Well, it starts with Francesca's parents, the late Gino Marconi, the place's namesake. He was a lobsterman, his wife Evelyn, a homemaker. When they started Gino's, he caught the lobsters and she ran the shop. But Evelyn, who's close to 90 now, had what you might call a proclivity for politics.
I was always very... concerned and very conscientious about what was going on politically because I figured it would affect me one way or another, and it always did.
Evelyn was raised poor by a single dad on Marcy Street, which is next to Prescott Park today, but used to be known as the Red Light District. At 12, Marconi says she was holding posters on election day at the polls. As an adult, she'd track down every local candidate she could to hear personally what they had to say.
And eventually... some of them started to come down here. I thought that was very flattering.
Soon, Marconi was sitting on city council, and she'd become an insatiable networker. Her daughter, Francesca, remembers.
As a kid, that phone in the other room was ringing constantly, and my father bought a 30-foot cord so that she could stand out here and talk on the phone to people and still work at the same time.
It wasn't just the local politicians calling and coming by Gino's. And it wasn't just during the day either. Francesca remembers in the 70s a younger George Bush Sr., fresh out of the CIA, trying to jumpstart his political career.
We'd close here at 5 o'clock and then we'd try to have supper and the bell would ring. And I said, oh, Mom, it's that guy again. I said, I'm going upstairs. She goes, he may be president of the United States someday. And I said, I seriously doubt it.
Francesca and Evelyn say they would never think to charge a fee to host a campaign event, nor do they ever wonder how much their signed letters from John F. Kennedy or Richard Nixon would go for. Iconic campaign landmark or not, for them, politics is elemental. It's part of who they are. As 20-year-old Emily Fernald puts it,
the house rule is that you're not allowed to complain about anything if you didn't vote in the election.
And if you spend every day at Gino's Chowder Shop, you probably won't vote until you've eaten a bowl of chowder with every candidate. This year, that's going to be a lot of chowder. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.